To start off, we're what, let me, like two, just a little over 2 weeks out from the Geeky Awards.
Heck yeah.
And I mean, how are you feeling, now that the first ever is passed?
My first thought is, oh dear God, can I do that all again?
I would imagine.
I'm in a little bit of a weird lull because it was so, I mean, it was every second of the day. Nobody slept for weeks beforehand. And then, of course, I've been working on it for every second for months or up to, a year. And so I'm in this weird lull of like, okay, let's regroup. I mean, I literally just spent like 3 hours going through all of my files and cleaning them up because stuff was everywhere. And I couldn't find documents and I couldn't find video files. So it's this weird kind of like, it's like when you go to a convention and then you get back and you have like that post-con depression a little bit. It feels a little bit like that.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I mean, last week I only did a single day thing for the GameStop Expo, and not gone long. I don't get that many emails on average, but when I came home, just from that one, the one day with like a few days before I prep, it was like looking through all my stuff that I have to write. I was like, oh shit. And I can only
Exactly.
imagine for months leading up to, a big event, a one of its kind event, and everything went into it. I was following you on, Twitter, obviously, for, prior to that, and it was like watching, your Twitter was slowly becoming like, almost like a, there was a franticness in your tweets that, it was
Yeah, just a
interesting
little.
to watch, just a little.
Just a little bit. Yeah, it was like, how is all of this stuff gonna get done? And I'm the same as you. I had a very, very tiny budget and it was just really stressful.
I'm sure. So, with all that in mind, how do you feel the show went? You've had 2 weeks to, I guess, gestate on it. I hate that word. I don't know why I just used it.
It is kind of a
But
cool
you've,
word.
it's one of those. It's one of those about 10 words you say out loud that sounds found in your head the moment it comes out your mouth. You're like, I just said that out loud. Oh yeah, 2 weeks. You've had time to think. Let's use that. What are your thoughts on how it
I
went?
personally, I still feel that the show itself went very well. It went pretty much exactly how I wanted it to go the first year. And I was afraid that it wasn't going to be as big as it was. There's all these elements that have to fall into place when you do a show like that. And in the very beginning of the show, we had some issues with lines and a little bit of lack of organization on the event side. And so, going into it, I was like, okay, this night could be really fun or it could really suck. But it ended up being great. Everybody's reception of the show was a above and beyond what I imagined. And to me, I've always had this in my head, and I think we could have even done more, obviously if we had a bigger budget. But to hear everybody's reaction kind of made me feel a little bit like people didn't expect much the first year and we blew them away. And so I was very happy about that because for me, my intention was to blow people away. And so I sort of met my goals, and I think everyone on the team met their goals. But then to hear other people have a much bigger response because they didn't actually expect what we gave them was really, really awesome.
Well, I think for for a first event, I definitely know some of the people I was hanging around that night were like, all right, it's first thing, yada yada yada, first year, we'll see how it goes. And I think you're right. The lower well lower expectations always help with anything, but I think the show came up really well. I was sitting I very happily was sitting like the second row, for lack of with the
I know,
table setup.
second
So I'm
tops
trying,
of tables.
and front and center, which was great because I've never been to an award show. That was interesting. And the atmosphere of the room was, I always hate like these kind of overused terms, but it was electric. It started off, little slow as
Yeah,
people, I
I
think, were
kind of felt
figuring
that.
out. Yeah, it started out a little slow as people were figuring out what was actually the nature of the show. But
Right.
as it went on, and I think also helped as honestly, as the people started drinking and really getting into it, particularly the presenters, it was it was the nice combination of your typical award show, but with almost a party atmosphere.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we wanted. And again, you know, this is the biggest thing you struggle with any first year show, even if it was a television show, is you have this concept and you know exactly how you want it to come off. And no one knows until they see it. So it's one of those things where, you know, even though I've talked for months and months and months and months and months about exactly what we were going to be celebrating, we're celebrating any artists, you saw it in the submissions, I still think people were like, What are we really celebrating here? And I think there was an interview by MTV Geek where they actually said that, you know, we weren't really clear on what this show celebrated. And to me, I kind of laughed because I'm like, well, if you go read the website and the submission site and the social media and the Twitter, like, it's kind of all over the place with exactly who it is that we're celebrating and why. Sure. And so until people see it, though, and they experience it, again, just like a show, until you experience, you know, until you go watch The Walking Dead and you realize it's not another zombie show or movie, you really don't get it until you have that experience. So I think that's the other thing with first year event is you really do just kind of have to wait and see and let people experience it and then be like, all right, cool. They had a good time. But yeah, we definitely wanted a lot of drinking in there. Thus the location with 9 bars.
Yeah. Oh, well, one of my favorite parts of the event was, I don't know, everyone kept saying it was table 5, but I forget what exactly it was. They won 2 awards, but they, you know, were doing shots and had Allison Hayslip do a shot with them at the end of the night. And like that table being right next to, they were crazy in the best way possible. And I think that helped. You know, I've always said with my writing, it's kind of a two-way thing. That I haven't had much experience with, but I've seen with a lot of writers, is that you write for an audience, but you also have the audience has to be receptive. Exactly. And then it becomes this two-way street. Yeah. So you had a great audience.
Yeah, if everybody's set. I mean, they're geeks. We love to have fun and we like to drink and everybody kind of, for the most part, a lot of people know one another. And so, you know, I think the Team Unicorn Girls said it was kind of like one big family reunion. And that's how I feel because those are all the people that I see at Comic-Con and I see at all these conventions and parties around LA. So I know a lot of those people. And it did kind of feel like now I felt like, you know, now they're at my birthday party kind of thing. but not a birthday party, a giant event. And yeah, that table, they were really awesome. And there was another table, I think it was the Record Keeper table, where all of those people, you know, we gave every nominee 2 seats and then everybody else that wanted to come had to buy tickets just for lack of room. And that table was one of the first tables to, I think it was the Tainted Love crowd. They won short film and they all knew each other and they all bought tickets and requested to sit next to one another. And so we put them all at the same table and they were one of the first people to do it. And so I kind of knew ahead of time they were going to be really fun. And they're just cool people.
Sure enough, I think that was one of the best decisions because they definitely brought the room up and in a really fun way. So what so far, you know, thinking back, you know, both your personal highlights and your show highlights, like what went off the best from both of those perspectives?
Well, I'd have to say let's start with the show highlights. I mean, again, it's hard because I know all of these things in advance. I personally was blown away by the writers' scripts. Ashley Skeda and Desiree, I'm probably going to mess up your name, Desiree Echevarria. They are, you know, 2 of my friends. They're extremely hilarious writers. And I actually didn't read the entire master script until the day before when I was going in and I was adding in pronunciation guides for Tara. And I started reading through the whole thing because I only saw it in bits and pieces. And I was like, this is really great. Like horrible, you know, horrible executive producer there to wait till the last minute. they had read me Seth's speech. And that was amazing weeks before. So I trust them. They're so great. So that was one of the highlights, was sort of seeing that come to life. And because a lot of times when you watch award shows, it's cheesy scripts and the people are too pompous and serious and, you know, every once in a while, maybe a presenter will come out and have fun with it. But this is the crowd where we chose very wisely who was going to be on stage. And we chose people that we thought had big personalities that were going to have fun. And they completely just brought the script to life. So that was one of the really, really positive things, I think. Also, the fact that, you know, of course, again, you know, there's parts where I'm watching it back going like, oh, the music cue or this or that. But as a whole, the fact that my entire team kind of took a document that I gave them and a whole bunch of files that I made and pieced it together beautifully. Like, they didn't, there wasn't a lot of technical issues, you know, between my amazing directors and my producer and the streaming guys. It was two different teams that were streaming. You know, they really pulled off the technical aspect, and that's huge, because in any lower budget work, you know, the tech is the first thing that's going to go, and that's the first thing that's going to give away that you're a low budget show. But of course, I had all professionals, and so that was never going to happen. But I was really happy that it didn't happen. And then finally, and then we're still on the show aspects. Finally, I think Stan Lee's speech, when Seth Green came out, he just again brought his speech to life, and he added in his own bits. And when Stan Lee walked on that stage, and he just, you know, I'm looking back at the prompter, I'm like, this guy just memorized this whole thing. He's not reading from like a script. Like, this man is so amazing. And once he came out and he started, just, you know, gave us the hymn, I was like, oh my God, it's like, we've done it. Stanley is singing at this point. He's standing on the stage. It took a lot of work to get him to show up. Not everybody really knows that, but, you know, this thing had to be big enough for him to show up and have it be worth his time. And of course, you know, that's understandable. So that was probably one of the biggest moments. Personally, it's, you know, I just feel that I've spent a year and a half to almost 2 years on this project, and to have the willpower to, and all of the, I mean, I've been through some insanity that I can't even tell anybody. Like, I'll probably write a book someday about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly with this project. And just to be there and know that I had enough willpower to make it through all of the issues that we had and all of the sleepless nights and get almost everything done and have it turn out that well was a really proud moment for myself, because I think a lot of people in this industry would have thought it was too hard and gave up. And I was like, no, damn it, I'm getting this done. Like, I will not be in a bar somewhere, you know, with nobody showing up and have this be a tiny idea that doesn't happen. Like, it's going to happen. And, you know, I worked for every second of the day for the last few years to get it to happen. And so once the show started, you know, and as soon as it was over, obviously, and everybody came up and was like, that was great. I felt like that was a huge personal accomplishment for me.
Well, I can't think of a better way to look at that. That's awesome. And it's great that you got that recognition from the event.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
From people, a lot of people, like, acknowledging it.
A lot, you know, and here's the other thing is, you know, I mean, we had a lot of sponsors, but they kind of brought things in, like swag and whatnot. We didn't have a giant production team behind us or a giant studio. And that's kind of the other thing I'm proud of, is that a lot of times people can't do things in this industry without a ton of money or feeling that they need somebody else to back them. And I just was like, no, I'm doing this myself, because I want this to be my show, and I want to do it the way that I feel is going to celebrate Geek, and I don't want some big studio to come in and ruin that. So that was another thing that I was super proud of, is that we really kind of kept it clean. You know, we kept it authentic the entire way through, and not once has anybody from the outside come on board that wasn't sort of part of this culture. Not one single person on the team is not a geek, which I love. So that was really cool too. Love my team.
Well, definitely. Well, definitely keeping it in the geek family, geek clan. It's nice to see, because, as you said, and I'm sure a lot of people may have been worried at one point or another, a lot of times these grand ideas for what can be, I mean, geek is barely really a niche thing anymore, but still, like, a niche kind of idea gets birthed into the world, and then suddenly it starts getting bogged down by, well, usually producers who don't know, and they're like, well, this is what it has to be, and this is what it has to be. So
yeah,
it's good that you guys kept it, you know, was it for geeks by geeks kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all came from me, you know. I mean, I have an amazing team that was there to kind of do the work and make it happen, but it all came from my brain. And I'm extremely, like, anybody that knows that has worked with me, and I'm not the easiest person to work with, because I push for exactly what I want, and I will not do anything else. And it's not, you know, it's not being stubborn. It's that you know, when I know this world and other people come in and they give me ideas that I know aren't going to work, I just won't do them. You know, I'm like, I don't care who you are. This isn't going to work for the audience. And they're going to know it's not going to work. And guess who's going to have to listen to it? Me. So that isn't going to happen. So, yeah, it was kind of nice to be able to carry the whole project through from beginning to end and not really get tainted. Is that a good word to use? Tainted.
It's a fun word. It's an acceptable word for this, but no, but
it's not, that makes it's sense. Not, yeah,
it's not gestate. So
yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say it again, but
you set me up. I had to, I really didn't have to, and I'm going to regret this. So, what it comes down to is what's next for the Geeky Awards? What's next for this whole thing? I imagine you're already in the early stages.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm still editing videos. Again, it's just me, so I'm editing videos and back to the one-woman team again. So I'm trying to catch up on all that. You know, I know I still have to put all the red carpet work out there and photos and everything and update the website. So I'm still doing a little bit of cleanup. But for year two, you know, we still really, you know, the first year we proved a lot and we got a lot done. But now's the time that actually has to be like a business that we need sponsors for, because, you know, I can't pay for another year myself, to be honest. So a lot of what we're doing right now is really trying to get people involved that can take advantage of this little mini empire we built so that we can put on another year two period. But it looks really great. You know, a lot of people are really interested, which is good. And then, of course, one of the things that I told Geek Magazine was that every year I want to do a different theme and I want to make it a little bit different so that it's not monotonous. It doesn't become boring. You're not just switching up people or hosts. You know, you're actually, we're geeks. We have all of this amazing, these amazing genres to work with. And so it's going to be fun to sit down, and I already have started, sit down and plan my ideal year two, you know, what that experience is going to be like for people.
Well, so first year was ray guns and you know, the Star Trek set and things like that. Year two, gonna go with your love of Skyrim. Gonna get some award an iron helmet.
No, the award is actually not gonna change. First year, no, we definitely want an icon that lasts forever. But the first year was vintage sci-fi, which is actually the brand. So the brand isn't going to change. You know, the Geekies brand, the robot, the ward, all of that stuff, you know, that is going to stay the same. And it is still a little bit retro sci-fi, which is why we did the Star Trek bridge. And we had things a little bit more on the techie side because we, you know, I personally thought that sci-fi was a great place to start. And again, it matched our brand and it kind of reinforced our own look and feel. But next year, my goal is to do fantasy. So of course, there's a whole, you know, we have the videos, we have the experience, we have things that are happening on stage that we can play with. And, you know, and I even said to the guy that created my logo, he's like, oh, well, are you going to have to change the logo? I was like, no, the robot is the logo, but we can have fun with him. You know, he can have a sword and elf ears or something like that, you know, so we can kind of play it up a little bit. But again, like the brand isn't going to change. And I love the award, and you know, award shows don't change their awards ever. So, so that's probably not going to happen for a really long time. we might do some fun things with it. I don't know, but it's the actual experience and the theme, and the feeling of, you know, the media that we use, which is going to change a little bit. So, I hope
makes sense.
We'll see.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you have to think ahead because how will it ever happen if you don't?
Exactly.
So, let's say year two goes off like you hope. What do you want to improve on from this year?
You know, again, I mean, I really want the production quality to be a little bit better. I mean, again, you know, this is something I said in another interview is, you know, my poor team, of course they do too, but you know, they only have my little budget to work with. And so, you know, we didn't have enough space or room to have like the cameras we wanted. We want to have sweeping jib shots and dollies. And that just didn't happen because, you know, well, room was actually a huge issue. You know, we had so many people that ended up coming and we ran out of space that we didn't want to take up, you know, a giant amount of space for those type of pieces of equipment. But I think, you know, improving the production quality, especially for the people that are watching it, you know, there's lighting, there's set design, there's cameras, there's audio, there's all of those things that I think are going to make it a little bit better. But other than that, you know, I think we're kind of on a roll. Like I said, I love the presenters and the script and the flow of things. You know, I know people kind of, a few people commented on, you know, making it different than other award shows, but I really do feel like we have been. You know, I think, again, it was MTV Geek that said, well, I'd like to see people get drunk. I'm like, well, everybody was kind of drunk, you know, like, that, you know, mm-hmm. but we don't want to go copy another, show's, you know, flow. We have our own thing. And because we're geek genre, that in itself makes it different. You know, not a lot of other people have like cool videos or media or content that they play. And that's something different that we try to do. Even our brand is fun. So I think overall, you know, I still like the flow. Again, the experience is going to be different, maybe not better, but different. And then of course the production quality can always get better.
Sure enough. Well, the final question I guess I have you about the future of this as, I know you on Twitter have been, and through your account and through the Geek Awards account has been discussing the future of the Lifetime Achievement Award and the Geek of the Year kind of awards. So far, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously we're well out, but what are your thoughts on that and what has been the response so far from people? Like who is being recommended?
You know, this, I have to be honest, the response is like kind of all over the place. And sure. So I just wanted to throw it out there because I know that, you know, I personally don't, I mean, I'm going to have a whole team of people sitting down and thinking about this. I don't necessarily know everybody and every, you know, we cover so many different genres and applications of genres like podcasts and films and comics and games that it is kind of a tough decision to make because the one thing I'll tell you I don't want to do is keep it all Hollywood film and TV because that's the first place that people go because those are the most recognizable names or people that are in television and film. But again, you know, I want to keep it to the creator level, like not necessarily actors that are just acting and like, yeah, great. They booked a lot of roles in their life, but like, what else are they doing? You know, they kind of have to have like a bigger impact on the world and on this culture. And then, of course, kind of breaking it up to other applications to make sure that we're covering everything. And I think we did a really good job of that this year because, of course, Stan is a comic book artist. You know, true. that's his, you know, he's of course been in movies and he's known in media, but you know, that's his background. And then we had NASA, you know, and I definitely want to keep the Geek Cred Award to somebody outside of entertainment, to people that are in science or technology or people that are making the world a better place. I think that's a great award to give a team or a person along those lines. And then, you know, Geek of the Year, that'll probably be fun ones. That's probably going to be like the popular choice by gotcha. The audience. Yeah. Because, you know, that those are the people that have all the fans and we're like, well, if you love them, then we'll make them Geek of the Year and they deserve it. Then we'll make them Geek of the Year. But it's really, it's kind of, I mean, I have some ideas, but I don't really want to share them yet. So
I gotcha. Just in case. Oh, no worries. Yeah. But I think you've got the right idea going forward, and I know I'm excited by the idea of going to another Geeky Awards. My biggest regret was due to travel plans. You know, we drove out the morning of, I think left my house at like 8:30, and I got Phoenix, and I got back to Phoenix the next day at like 4 a.m. or something, like 5 a.m.
Oh, no.
So I didn't get to really stay for the post-show festivities and for the actual thing. So I'm very much looking forward to the next year, a little bit of better travel planning and actually getting to really enjoy the night.
Yeah, you know? And I know it's always on award shows are always on Sundays, but you know it's just kind of the thing, and it's mostly, you know, the venues don't really, unless you want to pay $1 million and take over a venue that's going to have, you know, a giant event on Saturday night or like a band or something, you know, that's why we kind of put it on Sundays. So yeah, we had a DJ and he was doing 80s and covers of geek songs, so it was really fun. So you'll definitely have to stay next year. And I don't really know what the venue is going to be next year, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, I'm sure once some official announcements come out, I'll drag you back on here to chat some more about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're probably going to, if I know my team, we might actually start with posting who's going to get the bigger awards this year. Those are things that we sort of tacked on last minute because, you know, you do always need to have some names at any event, because those are the people that are idols of everyone there that's creating. So that might be the first thing we announce. You never know. It's kind of looking like it
Okay.
right now.
All right then. Well, thanks for chatting with me. It was awesome, the whole thing. And yeah.
Well, thank you. And when you
I
post,
never know how to,
yeah.
sorry.
Oh no.
I never know how to end these things. So, what were you saying?
Oh no. When you post it, you know, definitely let me know. And then make sure, if you can, let people know that all the videos are being posted on our YouTube channel. So it's a new YouTube channel that's under my full screen network, and it's of course youtube.com/thegeekyawards. So it's really, really easy. And that's where people are like, well, how can I see the show? And I haven't posted the full show yet, but they can go see almost all the videos there.
I will definitely include that in the interview notes. So, thank you again.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.